Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome. Can you just talk, Catherine, so we know that
yeah,
they can hear
you? Yeah,
baby, I'm going to come down. I'm coming down a little bit. We're equal. We're even Stevens. Who is this Steven that's so equal? Who is he?
I think he might be Adam and Steve. I think he might be the same guy, right?
The gay guys that God made?
Yeah.
Whoa, straight in there. Straight in there.
I love Adam and Steve. They're great.
Yeah, yeah. Me as well. Good morning, everybody. I'm programmed now to say good morning to everybody.
Peace and love. Peace and love, everyone.
I did that in an Italian restaurant in Shepherd's Bush with Mickey Dolenz. Me and Mickey Dolenz going, peace and love, peace and love. Happy birthday, Ringo. With a man who knows him.
He participated, did he? Oh, sorry, guys.
Yes, he did. Had lunch today. With Glenn from 7A Records, with Mickey Dolenz, with Mickey's lovely wife, Donna, and his personal assistant, Jane. And we had lunch, and here's the thing, right? I don't get nervous about anything now, apart from going on like fairground rides and stuff. I don't get nervous. I did the show, drove to Shepherd's Bush, parked in the car park, was listening, closed my eyes while I was listening to James O'Brien. Drifting away, met with Glenn and had a coffee.
Wait. You were interrupted by me as you're drifting away.
No, you've been you phoned me up.
Hiya. Oh, you sleep. Oh, I'll go way back.
Then we went and met and we chatted for about an hour and a quarter. I told him about the Karen Cafe. He found it hilarious and he did a little, okay, everybody, so this is me doing Mickey Dolenz doing an English accent. So today we're going to practice saying, fuck off, motherfuckers. Okay? Okay. So he's doing that.
It's very not LA, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Karen Cafe.
He said
it sounded
great.
Did you see that they've
great.
Retweeted our podcast?
Yes, I did. They've got about 19 followers on Twitter, so I'm not that excited.
Yeah, because everyone else has told them to fuck off.
So we talked about that. We talked about me being on... He's talking about saying, I said, I've got to tell you, Mick, I'm embarrassed. I went on Mastermind because he lived here for a long time. So he knows Mastermind. He went, what was your specialist subject? I said, it was you. I feel a little bit awkward saying this, but it was you. And I got all of the questions right, apart from one. We talked about that. We talked about, I said, look, halfway through, I said, I've got one fan question, just one. And then I'm out, right? Just one. And because about 5, 6, 7 years ago, he duetted with Neil Diamond on this sort of tribute to Neil Diamond. He duetted on I'm a Believer with him. And it's great. There's only a little clip of it out there, but it's great. And you guys can hear us, right? You're all just chatting to each other. You're just chatting
each other.
To each other.
They missed each other.
69 viewers. Haven't got my bell. Ding. What was I talking about?
They duetted Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah. So, and I said, right. I said, had you ever met Neil Diamond? This is my fan question. Had you ever met Neil Diamond before? Bearing in mind, he wrote two of the biggest hits, I'm a Believer and A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You in 66, 67. He said, no, we'd never met before. We rehearsed But that was the first time that we'd ever met, and Neil was very kind and very, very lovely. And that was it. That was my one fan question. Then we just chatted. He was talking to Glenn quite a bit about, because Glenn wants to release a couple more records. There's a couple of great records coming out. I got a record. I got my Dolan's Jones Boyce and Hart vinyl signed. And I was chatting to Donna. So how did you guys meet?
How did they?
I don't know if I'm allowed to. Well, they just met a friend of hers. She was a air stewardess. And a friend of hers was like a DJ. And she was getting divorced. And Mickey was getting divorced. And he said, how about I fix you up on a blind date with Mickey Dolenz? That's kind of how it went.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it was great. Here's a piece of trivia that no Monkey fan knows, right? I was the only person to know this. We're talking about sleep and doing a breakfast show. Mickey did a breakfast show for about 6 months, and I said, I'm struggling to get to sleep. He said, oh, he's really into physics, right? He knows a lot about physics, quantum physics.
Can he shake some dice into a pile?
No, that's monkey magic. And he says, what I do to get to sleep is I pretend I'm answering a question about physics.
Oh.
He says, so I said, what? He said, yeah. I pretend someone's asked me like about, I think it's called shunt theory. I think that's what he did say the C word at one point. He said, I could do an album, Country Monkey. He said, I pretend I'm being asked a question about split shunt theory. And I answer it and I send myself to sleep.
Doesn't that make you tricky when he's actually asked a question about shunt theory?
I should have done it. What a joy. Thank you to my friend Glenn. Very generous. You know, we fell out for a little bit. Very generous of Glenn to invite me. It was great. It was appreciated. I had a wonderful, wonderful time. It's one of those moments.
I was going to say, this is what recovery made possible.
Exactly. It's one of those moments that's going to live with me for the rest of my life. Sat having a nice meal with one of my absolute heroes. I was very, very lucky. I had the time of my life. That's me done. I'm done now. And I wasn't nervous. Nina's here. Evening, Nina. I haven't got my bell. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Nina's here. And I wasn't nervous. Here's the real thing that shifted, right? And it's because I kind of put a lot of work into this. I would go to things and I would be that nervous 14-year-old boy. And I've started faking it to make it, being that 49-year-old experienced man who has been a celebrity, who has been a nobody, who has been in work, out of work, who has hosted TV shows and radio, who's won awards, who's a dad. I'm able to be that ball of experience, that sack of experience.
Can I suggest something?
Mm.
That 14-year-old boy is being looked after.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he is. I lost
He's
my
not note- in the same place as he was.
I lost my notebook for the breakfast show. I'm hoping I've left it at the studio because it's chock full of 7 ideas. But so this is my old notebook, which is full and which I need because I'm doing a top secret thing on Saturday. I nearly told you what it was, but I can't tell you. So it was, Gary says, is it up there when Brian Wilson called you? That was different because that was in a period when Brian Wilson was still, he'd done some concerts, but he was still kind of reclusive. Mm-hmm. So that was, they were both very different experiences. It was chilled, you know. We sat and we chatted and I can't think what else we talked about. It wasn't all monkeys, you know, it was
two people talking. Over
it was
lunch,
life,
wasn't it?
You know, it was life. We talked about life and what that means to us. So it was great. How are you, Boily?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm getting stuff done. For the first time in a long time. I painted again last night.
Yes, mate. I haven't got any of my sound effects or bells.
I mean, it was just like a little sampler thing just for me to try some stuff out. But I'd seen something I'd seen done and I thought, I wonder if I can do that. I can do that. And it's not brilliant and it's not something I'm going to sell.
It's painting penises.
No. In fact, you got claimed
no,
by
No, not
my...
painting pictures. Actually painting them. Holding them up.
You're going to be sorry when I painting, complete the sentence.
Blowing on it to dry it.
That's a ruse, by the way, when they tell you that you need to blow it dry.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I did it. I was just doing it as a little exercise, and my youngest went, "Oh, I really love that. That's my favorite." And I said, "Well, you can have it." And she was thrilled.
That's fantastic. So what was the technique that you were doing that was new?
Masking, right? So I use a masking fluid, but it's difficult because it's not a brilliant one. And actually, so what you're supposed to do is it's like, basically, if you imagine that school paint, right? But school glue rather, but it's, instead of being white, it's blue.
Okay, so I like.
You can like do little designs, quite intricate designs, and then you paint over the top, but the paint won't go through the bit that you've masked off. So you get that thing around it. So it's okay. Got like beautiful,
like
sort
a glow.
Water. Yeah, so it's got like a beautiful watercolor background.
Yeah.
And then you rub out the masking stuff and it just, it stands out more. It's white, like the white of the paper. And it was beautiful. But the masking stuff I've got is a bit shit. And I was like rubbing it and it's still got quite a bit of blue on it. So, you know, but it's all about trial and error with the different textures of stuff. I think I need to just put it on a bit thicker.
Paul says, I remember masking fluid being quite smelly.
Well, I didn't use that much of it, so I don't know. But maybe I'm not using the right. Maybe the good stuff does stink because this one doesn't. Anyway, I was just having a little go. But here's the difference. I am imagining. It's that creative process of imagining a thing and trying to achieve it, right? Yeah. Which I've not been able to do for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's part of the same thing that is making it difficult for me to read books or that. But anyway, so without, you know, I don't want to like make you not fancy me anymore, but I'm on HRT now. And I think it makes a difference. And here's the thing, whether it's psychosomatic that I've been put on this stuff and it's been what, 11 days or something, and I'm feeling noticeably more productive, more enthusiastic about life, more full of energy, whatever it is, it might be psychosomatic. I don't think it is. I just feel so much better and I'm feeling more like how I used to feel, which is great, right?
But even if it is psychosomatic, it means it's working.
Yeah.
Working.
I feel like I want to do stuff again, whereas before I just wanted to lie down all the time.
Yeah.
I just felt tired all the time.
Tell me about that.
But now I'm getting stuff done, you know, and I'm in my other job, I'm being given things to do. And rather than thinking, oh shit, this is going to take ages, I'm thinking, all right, I can see how I'm going to do that. It's that moment of being able to imagine it done. So like even with a painting, I can imagine how that's done. And I guess it's the same thing as the painting. Here's the weird thing.
Yes, sir.
I spoke to my Spanish friend, and we've been doing like voice messages.
Yeah.
And I found it really difficult in recent months to speak Spanish because I can't see the finished thing. I can't see where I'm going to get to.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting better at it.
Oh, okay. Because of drugs.
Because of hormones. Because of the hormones being where they should be rather than where they were. And I've spoken to a couple of women on Twitter who have said, the thing is, you don't know whether you're making it. You don't know whether you're making it up because it could be just an excuse for being shit, which is where you get to, right? When there's like a gradual decline in your general standard of being.
I am listening. I'm just jotting something down.
But I said to her, try it. If it doesn't make a difference, you can stop it. But because it's that gradual drip, drip, drip of, you know, energy from you, you don't, you kind of make excuses for it and it starts to feel normal. Go and have a conversation with your GP.
Go and speak, everyone, speak to your doctor. I've still not found out about my bloods from...
But also write it down beforehand, because actually I think as reasonable human beings, we kind of try to rationalize why we're not feeling right. And, you know, we've been through 2 years of weirdness and we'll all have changes to our lives that we didn't choose, right? And so there's reasons you can probably think up for how you're feeling different. But actually, if it comes down to you not having a zest for life anymore, and you not being present in your own head anymore, I was falling over and not being able to read, think, you know yourself. When you write it down, you go, oh God, this isn't normal, but it's got to be normal because it happened so gradually. So write it down beforehand and don't be intimidated out of putting yourself at the back of the queue, because that sometimes happens.
I'm just checking our orders, right, of stuff that we've sold. And I'm wondering, I think there's two books we were meant to send out. And one might have been like, hang on a minute. What was the name of the guy that we phoned up?
Glenn? There was a Glenn, right?
No, it was Gary. Right. So we just quickly phone Gary up again. It was Gary. Right. Okay. So I'm on top of that one. Right. Okay. Let me just, jeez. Hang on a minute. Right. So Gary, Morris.
As I say, maybe it was something to do with the hotel incident. I think the hotel incident was something to do with me being insane at that point.
Gary's not going to answer because I'm...
Welcome to Give
right,
Gas
so, okay, so Gary ordered on the 10th of June.
Can't take your call at the moment. Right. Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record okay, your here we message, go.
I've got your... holding your book. Gary, this is Ian Lee. I'm literally holding your book on the stream. This is the worst... This is the
Here's
worst...
Here's Gary's thing. We should write...
He can't
phone.
Hear
Here's
you, Catherine!
Gary's thing.
This is the worst thing. So I'm going to sign it today. Catherine's going to sign it tomorrow, and then she is going to take it and post it on Monday, right? So that
is the envelopes.
That is happening. So I apologize for that. Thank you. God bless. All right. So that's one. Let me just take a picture of this guy's address. This is awful. We're busy. I'm a busy celebrity. Right. So that's his. I made the mistake. My phone has been so slow, right? And it's because there's like 10% memory left. So I moved all of the photo. I moved what I thought were all of the photos to the memory card, but it's not all of the photos. It's like the last 6 months. So now I can't access the last 6 months. Oh Jesus. There's someone in Spain. No, he's in England.
Is it not Alex that we spoke to the other day? Lovely Alex.
No. I got to find this guy in Spain. That's going to cost a fortune. Hold the line. The show hasn't even started yet. 141. So if the code for Spain is 34. Is it 00?
Yeah.
34. And you've got to remind us on the stream tomorrow to do this, guys. Right, so I'm phoning up Guy. Guy called Guy.
Guy, I don't even know about Guy.
Guy's new. So this is Guy. No one's going to answer because no one answers withheld numbers. No one answers.
One second, please. I just need to speak to a child. Who
Hello, is that Guy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Guy, this is Ian Lee. How are you doing?
Ian, hello. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Listen, we're on stream, so please don't say anything too racist or offensive.
I will try.
Now, listen, I'm really sorry. Oh, no, you ordered the book 6 days ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm just going through, because there's a guy that ordered it a month ago and he still hasn't got it. So I had to order some more books. I have the new books. Catherine and I are going to sign the book for you tomorrow, Guy, and we're going to get it out on Monday. But hang on, but you've paid from Spain, but you want it sent to Bicester.
Yes, it's for Alex, who was on the show a couple of days ago.
Oh!
Very sweet to him.
So, so do you want us to sign it to Alex?
Yes, please.
You should have. You nearly got it signed to you.
You mean Alex in Spain?
He can't hear you, Catherine.
You ask him the question then.
No,
I'm
not.
Happy as well, but I think he'd be more happy.
All right, hang on a minute. Catherine's talking to me, and it's just so. Catherine says, "Do we mean Alex in Spain?" And that is yes.
That's a yes.
But
that's
you still want it sent to Alex. You still want it sent to Bicester?
Yes, please. It's where my folks are, and getting stuff sent to Spain is a nightmare at the moment. They just get held up in customs.
All right, we are going to get on that. We're going to do that. The audience are going to remind us to do that tomorrow. We're going to get that sent out on Monday. And I just want to say, Alex is an absolute credit to you. He's we really enjoyed his call, and I'm looking forward to the invite to appear on his podcast.
Thank you. He's totally lit up about it. He's very, very excited. So
fantastic.
Yeah, don't worry. He'll come calling.
Brilliant. All right, guy. Listen, nice to talk to you. Have a lovely evening.
Cheers, Ian. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There we go. You see, that's how dreams can come true.
If, and also,
you order something, you might get a phone call from
us. Kids don't happen by accident. If guys got anything to do
well,
with
sometimes,
Alex.
Sometimes they do. You know, you get double bag it. As
what?
From Spinal Tap.
I was an accident. Were you?
No, I was planned.
Oh, I find that the planned ones are always a pain in the ass.
My sister was unplanned, and that's a fucked up thing to tell a kid.
Yeah,
that is
I was told that
up.
I was almost got rid of.
Fucked up to tell a kid that. Why would you tell a kid that? That's insane. We didn't really want you. We wanted a boy.
Oh, you know, no, what? I never got told that.
Well, they didn't say it to my sister, but I have heard people recount that tale to me. Why would you say that to a kid? Didn't want you. We wanted a boy.
My parents had only been married a month when my mum got pregnant. And my mum was a product of a forced wedding. And it was held against her mum for her entire life, right? So my great-grandma was shitty towards my grandma because she said, and in her words, that she trapped her. It later transpires that my great-grandma had my great-granddad put away for breach of promise because he got her pregnant when he said he would marry her. So there's stuff there. There's stuff there. But I was an accident. But my mum always said, we didn't have you on purpose, but I'm so glad that it was you.
No, don't say that to anybody. I'm glad you're here. We love you. It's great. That's all you got to say. So I'm really, really pleased I'm really pleased you came.
I don't know. I think for women, some women, it's important to know that there is a thing there of, you know, not being sure. And, you know, I appreciate knowing that my mum at some point was fallible and unsure about things.
That call to Spain used up all of my gift gaff credit. Can I read you something that made me cry today?
Oh.
This is a text I got from my eldest, right? It's quite long, but this is my 12-year-old, right? It's quite long, which is why it had me sobbing in the car. Dear Daddy, I hope you're having a great day. I have a question to ask you. So there is a small YouTuber that I've been watching. He's starting up a YouTube SMP. This is like a gaming thing, and he's let me into it. To be able to be in the videos, I would need Discord to be able to communicate with the other members. Oh, it's going to choke me up. No one swears, and they are all really nice, as I've talked to them in a Minecraft chat before. God, this is going to get me. I also would really enjoy being able to make new friends. Oh, Jesus. Ah! It would also be a great opportunity for my channel, as in each video, we would link each other's channel to help each other grow. I would understand if you didn't let me get a Discord account, but if you did let me get one, I would promise to not join random servers and only chat to the people on this server. I would also promise to be responsible, and if I wasn't, you could take the account away from me.
Oh.
I would understand if you said no, because there are some bad people on Discord, called Pete. But I would only stay in this server. If anyone is rude in the server, they get kicked, so I think it's a safe environment. If you want to check the creator who started this channel, his YouTube channel name is Bygone. He has about 1,000 subs, and he's really nice. I know he's nice. Jesus, my boy. I know he's nice because in the past, me and him gave away items to help beginner players in a game. Also, if you didn't know, it's a Minecraft multiplayer survival world. Our aim of the world is to have fun and help each other channels grow. Again, I would understand it if you didn't want me getting the Discord account, but I hope you consider my reasons of why I should. Lots of love.
Oh, God. My God.
Isn't it? Oh, my God. So I phoned him up and said, your brother's already got a Discord account.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.